In fact, some say that Iwata was a big F. Scott Fitzgerald fan. And named the heroine after the wife of... her name was Ella.
What?
That's really? Bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Making that up.
Welcome to episode 42 of Uncorked Gamers. More games, more news, Uncorked. I'm your host, Dan.
I'm Jeff.
Disapproving, Jeff.
Yeah, I did not like that intro. I had a better one.
Oh, well then give it.
No, it's
the people
too late.
Can vote. The people can vote which intro they like better.
I'll do it next week.
And we also have a special guest, as promised. Today's the day where we talk about...
promised that 2 weeks ago.
We did promise it 2 weeks ago and every week since then. But it's happened. We're going to talk about our topic. And we have a special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. My name's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. All right, so some news real quick, some gaming news before we get into the topic. Jeff, since I know this is more near and dear to your heart than it was to mine as a person that grew up with this stuff, why don't you go ahead and let us know?
Satoru Iwata died.
Can you say that in the...
Satoru Iwata-san died.
There you go. I want to make sure people can understand
you. That was my
you.
Tear voice, man.
I know it's your tear voice. I know it's your tear voice. But you also have to be audible.
They know what I'm talking about.
So tell the people who Satoru Iwata
was. He's the president of Nintendo. He's like the guy. He's the man. He's the one that made Nintendo what Nintendo is.
Yeah, I mean, he developed the DS for people that love the DS.
He saved Nintendo.
The Wii? Yeah, I mean, pretty much the great successes of the Nintendo in the last century, or last decade or so, have been due to Satoru Iwata.
Yeah, I don't want Reggie up there either.
No, it's probably Miyamoto.
I'm just saying.
Miyamoto's probably going to take over.
But I think Miyamoto's too nice.
He is. He's really nice.
Yeah, he's too nice.
And he rules with an iron fist.
Does he?
He's like, hey, Miyamoto, we don't think this bird thing in Star Fox is a good idea, this bird robot thing. He's like, shut up! I am Miyamoto! I say bird thing goes! I'm throwing
they
my
need
voice.
To get rid of that. Don't start with that.
He's like, when I was a boy, I remember playing with birds in a pond, so I thought, hey, Star Fox plane can turn into a bird.
We've gone past the Satoru Iwata dying.
Yeah, he did die, so let's have a moment of silence. Alright.
So, he will be missed.
Basically a tumor, right?
Yes, he died from
bile
a growth.
Duct growth.
It was something he did know about. He was getting looked at, but apparently it ended up taking him in the end.
He was operated on also for it, and he did end up tweeting that he was doing better, he was progressing, but I think that was just kind of all for show. So
he wasn't trying to stay quiet about it or anything?
No. I mean, he just didn't want, I don't think he wanted people to know that he was dying, basically.
I mean, it's all speculation, but yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, as a president of a company, you try to keep things like that in the wraps.
Sure, sure.
All right. Let's see. The Kojima thing came up again. Kojima and Konami. Metal Gear Solid 5, copies of Metal Gear Solid 5, are having Hideo Kojima production and Kojima's Firefox production sign taken off of the covers of the games, so... I mean, they're doing it again. They put it back on.
Oh, wait. They decided to go with it
for
after they took it off?
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 5. So they took it off, and they were like, oh, no, we're going to put his name back on things because he's working on this game. Now they took it back off again.
Is he still working on the game or not?
I don't know. I would assume he is.
There's a lot of confusion going on.
Kojima said he will work on the game till its completion. Whether or not Konami will let him keep working on the game, that's their call, but, I mean, whatever. He said he would do it.
But Konami said he was going to do it, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's probably going to do it, but they're just taking his name. They're phasing him out.
I don't understand what's happening.
He's being phased out. He's going to start his Kickstarter, and you're going to buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. Kojima Kickstarter, who wouldn't buy it? Please go back to Snatcher. Such a good franchise. Also, Tekken, the boss that working on Tekken has said that Tekken Cross Street Fighter.
Thank you.
It's coming out. They are working on it. They have the entire roster selected.
They have all the polygons there and all the moves are there.
Yeah, and he said it's probably not going to come out for a while. One of the main reasons being Street Fighter V is coming out.
Yeah, Tekken, but this has been in development for like 5 years.
Tekken 7's coming out soon.
Tekken 7's already, it's going to be at Evo.
He knows it's not going to compete with both of those games.
Do you know Tekken 7's going to be at Evo?
I believe it.
Did you know that?
That's going to be awesome.
It's like so fast.
Evo's this weekend. Watch it.
Yeah, but it's so fast. It doesn't give people a chance to practice.
Well, I assume if you play Tekken 6, you have a pretty good handle, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to say all Tekken games are the same, but all Tekken games are the same.
I'm just saying, it's a smart move. It's not gonna do well against Street Fighter V or Tekken 7, so just, you know, wait a while. Let the fighting game drought happen.
This should have come out like 2 years ago.
It should have come out a long time ago, but this just means it'll be all the better for it.
Speaking of Street Fighter V, though.
Yeah.
Ken? Officially announced.
Officially.
There's videos of his moves. He looks a little weird. Does look a little weird.
His character design is a little weird.
He lost the whole American blonde dude look to him.
Well, he's getting closer to his Third Strike look where he has a long ponytail.
Yeah, but his face is different.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. No, a lot of it. Yeah, it's very, very different. People are comparing him to Michael Jackson. And if you look at it, he kind of looks like Michael Jackson.
All right, I can see it.
But, okay, so he's officially in. There's rumors of other people. Armika and Urien. And who else? What else were they rumoring? Alex?
Oh, yeah, Alex from Street Fighter 3.
These are all just rumors. Nothing official. I don't think they've been from leaks at all.
Yeah, I think Armikaza is also coming in, right? The Russian wrestler.
Rumors. Whatever.
Okay. Smite is having a $1 million prize pool tournament that's being funded by Xbox One. This tournament is for PC players, though. But that's going to happen January 7th through the 10th of 2016.
Does anybody here even play on PC?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
No?
I just have a 360. It's not in my budget to even own a computer. I just have a laptop.
You can start playing
on your laptop. Yeah, you can play on laptops. Is your laptop strong enough?
No, it doesn't have the kind of processing power to play any games. I can't even run, like, fucking the simplest of games, probably.
Okay, alright.
I can run Doom 3 on mine.
Plus, my wife is always using it for work and stuff, so.
Even though it's 10 years old, 15 years old?
Jeff, do you have Comcast?
No, I have Charter. You know that.
Never mind. Comcast and EA are preparing to launch a streaming service.
I don't care about Comcast.
Just, you know, we're giving the people
Charter
news.
Is so much better than Comcast.
We're giving the people the
people
news.
Complain about Comcast. People don't complain about Charter.
The show's not about which internet provider is better. It's just about the gaming news, my friend.
Yeah, well, internet goes hand in hand with gaming.
And two more quick things before we go into our topic. If you wanted to play split-screen co-op on Battlefront on your PC, not supported.
You can only do that on consoles. It's a little weird on PC.
Well, no. I mean, you can plug in controllers.
It's weird.
All right, whatever.
People have dual screens now.
Yeah, that's true. And Jaeger, the developer of Spec Ops The Line that was working on Dead Island 2, have been pulled from the game. They are no longer working on it, according to Deep Silver.
Pulled, but, huh? What did they do that was so bad?
Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. All Deep Silver's like, hey, Treyarch's not working on this game anymore. By the byes. So we'll see. Let's see what happens to them.
I can't play Spec Ops The Line anymore. I don't know why.
You should come over and play it at my house.
Okay.
Because it's that good. Alright, so the question of last week was... Wait, what the hell?
The answer is no.
How old should a kid be to play Call of Duty?
Well, no is not a very good answer to that question.
No, it's not a very good answer.
Oh, man. Okay, well... I think 13 is a good age
for 13? Call of Duty. I mean, what does Call of Duty have right now? Is it a teen rated or is it M rated?
I think it's teen rated, isn't it?
Teen rated? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's the age about that my little brother started playing Call of Duty when he first started playing. And he turned out fun.
It is super violent. You go into an airport, right?
Yeah.
And just mow down people if you want to.
Yeah, just murder people left and right.
You just murder people at an airport. You just go to an airport. Just, hey, I want to kill you. You're going to die.
How old were the Columbine kids again?
I think they were like, well, they were in high school. So
they were like 14, 15.
Were they really?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like older than that.
Yeah, they're older than 13. Like, they were older than 13.
16 or 17, probably.
Yeah.
I felt like they were seniors, so.
I don't think they were seniors.
I thought I heard somebody say they had a senior
pick. They might have been seniors.
Yeah, I'm not sure, though. I don't watch the news.
I can see how it definitely is concerning for parents, though, because, I mean, it's like it's a real-life war game as opposed to something like Halo where you're just shooting aliens and shit like that.
But you know the funny thing is, like, movies, there's violence and there's been violence in movies, like, for a long time.
And, oh, sure.
And parents seem okay for them to watch movies that are violent, you know, more so than video games. But what's the difference?
I think the difference is, one...
Mortal Kombat.
In the video game, you are actively participating.
Yeah, it's an interactive experience, so I feel like they get a taste of that, and then next thing you know, they're wanting to sign up for the military.
Because they want to blow people's heads off.
Yeah, exactly. It glorifies war in a way that I think it concerns parents. And then I think Mortal Kombat did have something to do with, as far as like just really demonizing the violence in video games.
Yeah.
Like when that first came out in the 90s.
They made moms angry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's where the whole rating thing came from Mortal Kombat.
So, I mean, I asked that question. Clearly, you know, most people would say, like, oh, you know, when they're old enough to understand violence and swearing and stuff like that. Because, again, it's swearing, too.
My kids understand swearing. My daughter, my youngest is 9, and she understands what swearing is. She doesn't do it because she knows better.
In front of you.
No, she doesn't do it. She'll come and tell me that other kids were swearing,
you
like, around her. And I'll be like, well, yeah, I just don't want you repeating it. They can do whatever they want. They're not my kids. I can't control them.
Sure.
But I just don't want you doing anything like that. And she understands.
But, yeah, I was mostly brought that up because I'm wondering people's, like, backlash. Because people growing up with the Mortal Kombat series and stuff like that, when that whole thing happened, like, you, Jeff, and, like, me, and growing up, and like, yeah, well, it's dumb. It's a video game, clearly. I understand that as a kid. Like, it's just dumb fake blood. Like, even if you take out the blood, I'm still ripping his head off.
I think another thing that made moms angry with Mortal Kombat was that the characters were they're realistic.
Yeah, they're like rotoscoped.
Yeah, so practical. I mean, they look like humans. They were humans. Yeah, so I mean, it adds to it though, because you know now you're talking about like not cartoon characters, you know, but real people like killing each other.
Yeah.
Except for Goro, I don't think he was real.
No, well, I'm
not Raiden. You know, he's a
freak
god.
Show.
Yeah, Raiden's a god, and Goro's a freak show.
Yeah, Goro's a freak show. So I mean, they're kind of realish. But
oh man, I can't. I remember the first time I got to Goro, man. That was so exciting. He killed me like 20 times in a row.
But... oh, it's so rad.
So many quarters. So many quarters.
Each death more glorious than the last, right?
But yeah. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So I was just wondering, you know, because that game obviously received backlash and kind of like you had to grow up and deal with
that. Dude, they put like a bill into the government, man. Talking about like them.
Well, it started the ESRB, right?
Yeah.
It started the ESRB. And I was wondering, you know, if you were gonna, if you would have such a knee jerk reaction with the game,
You think
you are beyond that because you grew up in that situation? Or you think it'll happen to you too?
I'm trying to remember how old I was when Mortal Kombat came out, and I don't think
I was like 19. I was definitely not 13, something like that.
Was it 93?
It was early 90s. I'm pretty sure. I can look it up.
I think I was younger than 13 though, because I don't remember that happened. I think that happened before I was even in junior high.
Well, are we
in high school. I was definitely
a console. The ban happened
arcade.
During console.
I don't play no consoles, dude.
Okay.
I was an arcade player. Back when arcades used to be relevant. When everybody went to the arcades. Nowadays, there's no arcades. Super stupid casino here, dude. They don't upgrade their machines.
I guess at the boardwalk now.
1992.
92? Yeah, see, I was 12.
Yeah.
You gotta use, like, your credit cards in the arcades now, I heard,
that's,
like, at the boardwalk
and stuff
like
that. Yeah!
Which just takes, like, the magic out of it, if you really think about it. What happened to tokens? Changing your money in for tokens.
I used to like putting quarters in.
Yeah.
I like
the
quarters.
Yeah, quarters were good. Here's one thing that's nice about that, though. How many times did you go put your quarter in, and they get stuck in there, and you're, like, banging on the thing, you have to go find somebody.
Yeah, you push the button, like, 20 times, and it finally comes out. Well, sometimes it didn't come out.
Yeah, sometimes
it didn't. Yeah, but you gotta go find somebody, and that's fine, because they're all over the place anyway.
Not
you don't want to leave the machine.
Yeah, you don't want to leave the machine. Yeah. Somebody will put their quarter in, and they get two plays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you don't have to worry about it. You
I
just
remember
buy
that. I still don't like it. I don't like the card.
They should give you the option. They should give you the option. But really, are we just holding on?
The token thing is cool, because they always gave you a deal. You know, you put in $5, and you get, like, an extra 4 tokens or something.
Right, that's
and
what
you
I
put
mean,
in, like, 20 bucks, and you get, like, an extra, like, 15 tokens or something like that.
Yeah, and each token's like a dollar, so.
nowadays it almost nowadays, is.
Yeah.
Do you guys know if they kept the like the classic corner at the boardwalk?
Yeah. That's another arcade. If yeah, any of those arcade machines actually work.
Right.
They work.
Marble Madness doesn't work. Rampage doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. You've tried them?
Yeah.
Does Donkey Kong still work?
I don't know. Tron, I think, still works.
Why don't
works.
You play Donkey Kong?
Because I don't trust the machines, works. Man.
It's a quarter. It's one quarter.
It's one quarter and disappointment.
And you can ask for the money back if it doesn't work.
A quarter and disappointment.
Did you ask for your money back?
I didn't ask for my money
Why
back.
Why not?
It's a quarter. I just walked away in disappointment.
You complain about a quarter and then you complain about...
I'm just saying, if you're going to have the arcade in there, do some upkeep. That's all I'm saying.
They don't know because you don't tell them. How about that?
They should know that nobody's hanging out around there. They're like, hey, what's wrong? Oh, this doesn't work.
They ain't psychic, man.
My Marble Madness, when I roll the marble, it doesn't go nowhere.
I don't like them rollers.
For Marble Madness,
yeah, and I know it works, but I just don't like them. They had them for Pac-Man, too.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Some of those, like, the table ones, the tabletop ones. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. So...
I forgot what we were talking about originally.
Let's just point things out real quick. I do not have children. Chris, you have a child that is...
I do. He's going to be 2 in August.
He's going to be 2.
That's a baby.
Yeah, yeah, he's a baby still. He acts like he's 5, though.
Yeah? A 2-year-old acting like he's 5?
Yeah, I mean, he's... Crazy talk. I mean, not to brag or anything, but, like, mentally, like, I think he's pretty advanced, like, cognitively and stuff like that. He's already starting to, like, put words together and forming sentences, and he knows all his shapes and colors and stuff like that. And
oh, that's good.
We spend a lot of time with him, like, reading books and stuff like that, so...
Oh, there you go. We playing that baby Einstein?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just sat mine in front of Dora the Explorer.
Well, he does that, too. I mean, he loves... Right now, his big thing is the Minions. We just took him to see the Minions...
How is it?
...earlier tonight, actually. It could have been better.
Could have been
I was expecting a little bit of more, maybe what? Some Gru in there. What they did show him at the end.
The spin-offs, though, just... Yeah. I don't know. They never seemed to be that good.
It didn't live up. I'm going to say that.
Okay. Because I think I have to take somebody's little brother to go watch it.
Great soundtrack, though. All, like, 60s Doors, Beatles, you know, really? The Kinks. Really cool.
Nice. And Jeff, your kids? Your children?
Yes, my children.
Our ages?
13 and almost 9.
13 and almost 9. So this is the spectrum we got here. Your kids play video games yet? Your 2-year-old?
No.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I know.
Do you sit?
Is that a legit question?
In front of the TV while
Wait,
you,
do you
while
do that?
You play some
do you ever do that?
Or something?
Honestly,
you've done that, haven't
just
you?
Just earlier today, I was in the middle of trying to finish the level 32, the Forever Eater on Destiny, Prison of Elders. And I tried to sit him down on my lap to get him to watch the game with me, and I was trying to show him, you know, oh, look, I'm shooting. And he has just no interest. He just wants to go play with his trains. I mean, the furthest it gets for him is, like, he wants to say... He knows how to use the iPhone already, though. So, like, he'll grab my phone and he'll want to go to, like, YouTube Kids or, like...
Oh.
We have, like, an app on there that's, like... I got, like, actually, like, a learning app on there for him, so I'm trying to do a little bit of good far as, like, learning how to use the phone goes. He has one where he, like, draws the letters and stuff like that. Like, you drew the letter A or whatever. So, that's about as far as it gets for him. He's still a baby.
Yeah, he's a baby.
Imagine you're sitting there like, oh, look, I'm shooting things. He's like, please, father, this is no F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah, really?
Put away your space aliens. I'm interested in the trains. I'm purely steampunk. When did he become Stewie? I don't know.
Jeff?
Well, my 13-year-old, I think, has lost interest in video games, except for every now and then she plays...
Just Dance?
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She is into this Just Dance, but that's more interactive than...
It's less of a video game.
Minecraft is definitely popular amongst the youngsters.
It really is.
And my youngest, she likes video games. She enjoys video games. She's been playing a lot of Minecraft, and she plays Episode of Skye a lot.
So, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She enjoys it.
So every time I see you on there, it's actually her.
Yeah, it's actually her, yeah. She likes killing the little pigs.
Okay.
Whatever they are, yeah.
She's good at it?
I tell her that she needs to dodge and do the counter when it shows that little
that
little light thing or whatever that pops up, but she just decides to keep attacking.
All right, yeah.
Then she gets hit, and then when she realizes she's crippled, and she starts like running away. She's like, "I gotta get away! I gotta get away!" It's like, "Come help me! Come help me!" She tells the other people, you know, and then, like, they finally go and help her and stuff. And then
these people back. Are worthless. Piles of trash.
But I've actually, I've sat down with her and I played and she told her, hey, you should use X to teleport towards them. Sometimes she'll start swinging at them, but they're, like, kind of running away, so she'll keep missing. Mm-hmm. I told her, just use X to teleport, throw your sword and teleport, and then you can start hitting them again. You know, just give her tips. And she enjoys playing.
Nice. When did you start your kids playing video games?
They started young. I think, they've had DSs for a while.
Okay.
And they were, they both had one. I bought one for each one of them.
But not for yourself.
Well, I mean, they're there, dude. They're mine as well.
Can't do those.
You know, it's a DS. It's a home DS. But, you know, if I buy one of the DS, the other one's going to start crying. And where's my DS?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I figured you just might as well buy both of them. And, you know, they played, what's the RPG Mario one on the DS?
Which one?
The one with Bowser, where Bowser's in the...
Bowser's stomach one or whatever? Where you go into his stomach?
Is that the one where Bowser's in your party?
I think it is.
Yeah, well, that one, and then they did a Nintendo 64 on the DS.
Oh, the
Mario? That was actually kind of cool, because you could pick, like, different characters, Luigi and stuff, and...
Yeah.
There's extra levels, and it's actually kind of cool. And I told them, and when they got that game... Because I didn't know they bought that game. I think they went with their mom or something like that to buy the game. And I was like, I have this game on Nintendo 64. What's a Nintendo 64? Oh, dude. They made me show them the cartridge, you know. Yeah. I was like, yeah, see, this is what I used to play with. And, you know, these are cartridges and blah, blah, blah.
Like, oh, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, yeah, I went crazy, man, because I love
the old system.
Yeah, and then, I showed
them. They look at the thing and it's like, it's Nintendo. Bigger than my DS. Well, why would I play with this on TV?
I was like, well, they look really bad on this TV, but I used to have a better TV for this system. And, you go and start talking about, you know, all the stuff that you used to love.
And yeah, they look at you like you're crazy. Like,
yeah,
this is all in one.
Yeah. But they've enjoyed. Like I said, my 13-year-old doesn't enjoy them as much. She's kind of gotten away from the whole video game thing. Mm. But you know, when she was younger, she used to play a lot on DS mostly. But nothing violent. Never anything violent.
It's purely Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Nintendo.
Final Fantasy 15 is kind of violent.
Nah, there's no blood in it.
Yet.
No, there's no blood in it.
but you do fight people with swords.
Yeah, and there's a huge... Oh, what's his name is in it? I don't know if I'm... Are you going to play it or not?
Eventually. Just like I'm eventually going to be Batman Arkham City and go to Batman Arkham Knight.
Okay, well, there's Ramu is in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
You get him towards the end, and it's super cool. I really love it.
Is it just an animated cutscene, or is it
a GF? He's basically a GF, a Guardian Force.
Okay, so, but is it like Final Fantasy X, where they kind of just show different. Up on the it's, fight and they fight with you for a while?
No, dude, it's a lot more epic. It's a lot more epic.
12, my bet.
Would you like me to explain it to you?
No, it's okay.
Okay, it's definitely more epic. All
right,
and there's only you have to trigger it, so you can't just summon him. You have to actually trigger it.
Interesting.
In a
like a combo
way.
Or something like that.
Not really, no. But if you play it, you'll.
I'll get to it. Yeah. I'll get to it.
So, just get to it. Yeah.
All right. And when do you think you're gonna let your kids start really get into games?
Whenever he's ready. Really, I know that my wife doesn't necessarily encourage it. But I think it's a great way for dads to really like bond with their kids. You know, it doesn't always have to be like, oh, you know, we're going to be on the baseball team together or whatever. Like, as long as it's like a positive thing and, you know, it's a way for you to bond together and stuff like that, I actually really approve of it. And I would like to, you know, eventually get him a handheld. Like that. Yeah, that's true. Sorry. but yeah, I mean, whenever he's ready to jump on it, really, like, that would be cool.
Yeah, because you need more people in your fire team if you're going to take out that beer. You know?
Well, I am saving up to get a PS4. It's just... The only reason I still only have a 360 is because my wife has a pretty tight hold on our budget and stuff like that. And it's
don't they always?
The wife does.
Yeah.
That's what credit cards are for.
Yeah.
No, my wife takes my money too.
But anyways, yeah. I don't know. I think it's a good way to bond with your kids.
Agreed.
Now, how much are you going to regulate their playtime? A lot. Let them play too much, you know, they just sit in their room all day. They don't go out and see the sun.
This is highly regulated in my household. Okay, I put my foot down when it comes to the amount of time they play.
And what is that? What's your time frame?
They can only play for 5 hours a day. Well,
it's important because you're getting into an episode. You're getting into Final Fantasy. You're gonna need those 5 hours.
Well, my 8-year-old daughter. Less. My 8-year-old daughter. She basically plays outside, during the day, and she loves going out. Right, we have a little park, and basically it's right in front of the apartment. It's like right there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she goes out and plays with her friends, and then when I tell her time to come in, then she'll want to play a video game. And it's usually around like 8 o'clock, especially now, sometimes it's 8:30
sure.
when she comes in, because it's still light, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, she'll come in, and I'll let her play till up to like 10 o'clock, because it's summer. So, you know, it's not that big of a deal to me at this point. But when it comes to... when she's in school, though, I don't let her play during the weekdays. Mm-hmm. She can only play during the weekends.
Okay.
So, that's how much I regulate.
Do you and your wife have, like, a reward system kind of set up, too, where, like, okay, well, if you finish your homework, then you can play, or something like that, like, or is it just strictly, like, only on the weekends? Yeah,
if she gets a D on the paper.
But the thing is, see, like, when she was in school, she doesn't, it seems like she doesn't care too much about, the video games anymore. Like, she just wants to spend more time outside with her friends.
And
I think it's because I don't know why that is, actually. It's kind of weird
during the summer when she has to go play all day, but in school she has to go to classes and stuff like that, so it's restricting the playtime.
I don't understand why she wouldn't want to play during the weekends, but because she really likes playing.
Well, you know, she's gotta make sure.
I don't know, dude, it's confusing. Yeah. But during school she doesn't care to play that much. Mm. You know, it's summer when she usually starts to play a lot more.
Nice.
Kind of crazy.
What are the plans you got in your head?
I mean, that's kind of why I asked about the reward system, is because I think that's probably something that I'll try to implement. Just definitely keep it like a moderation thing, and like, Try just, like, provide some diversity, too. Like, okay, like, video games are great and everything, but, like, come on, let's go throw the Frisbee around or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and then in some cases, too, like, kids will just make, you know, the right decision or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. they'll, like, choose to go out with their friends or whatever, and you don't have to, you know? I mean, you definitely got to watch out for it. It's a thing of concern for them just being, you know, like, introverted or whatever. Because it has happened to people that I've known. Like, my little brother had a long period where he became very introverted. Because he just got so into games and...
Really?
I don't know. That probably also had to do with other personal things that were going on with him, too, I guess. But
okay.
I don't know. It's a thing of concern, I guess. But, yeah.
I was... when I was a kid, when I first got my Nintendo and played Mario Brothers for the first time, I was on it for a long time. Like, I remember just always wanting to play Mario Brothers.
Yep.
And I think there was a period of time where I just didn't want to go outside. I just wanted to play Mario. But I think my mom got mad at me for playing so much that she actually stopped me from playing. There's a few points, too, where, like, you know, the whole reward system kind of deal.
Sure.
Where she hid my Nintendo because I didn't do something, or she thought I was playing too much. So she decided to take my Nintendo and just hide it.
Yeah.
And then I would look for it for... like crazy, dude, forever, right. Dude. Sometimes she had some good spots, you know. Sometimes they weren't so great, but you know, I used to find my Nintendo sometimes, hook it up, play it, and then put it back.
Yeah,
you know, so before she came home from work or whatever, and then and I think she noticed a couple times because it wasn't the way she put it.
Oh, she has one of those memories.
Something moved. Yeah. Something was different about it. So she's like, she knew I was. She knew I had actually touched it, so I think she would move it to a different spot.
Yeah, but, I mean, when I was growing up, it was like, you know, just finish your homework and go play as much as you wanted, basically. And I had two brothers, and we all played one console. So you didn't necessarily always get to play, but I'd just sit there and watch them play because I thought it was fascinating watching them play and stuff like that. So I probably spent...
Was it still fun for you then?
It was still fun for me, yeah. Especially the most part. Actually...
So you were a Twitcher.
I remember I had this notion in my head, because I'd watched them play, and then, like, as soon as I started watching them, they would, like, die a lot, and, like, maybe they just always die a lot, and I just never noticed it, but I always felt like it was like my fault for watching, like I was giving them bad luck. So whenever they got to a boss, I would stop watching, and they would usually beat the boss. So maybe they got stage fright or something, knowing that I was there or something like that. So like it just encouraged this notion in my head that like that I was giving them bad luck, because like I'd stop watching, and that would be the time that they end up beating it or something like that.
Little Danny, the game changer.
Yeah, it was actually kind of weird. They both had really bad video game rage, but I never developed it. Like, they would throw controllers at TVs and break controllers and stuff like that. I'm wondering why I didn't pick up on that habit. Maybe because they throw the controller and I'd be like, no! How am I going to play now?
Yeah. That was the only time I ever remember my mom taking my game systems away, is because I would throw my controllers and get really angry.
Mm.
And she was like, okay, it's time to turn it off. Like, you're getting mad at the game now. Put it away. No! You know, like, screaming. Don't take it away.
It's like you want to be angry.
Yeah. No, I just kind of...
I never got angry at video games.
I picked
frustrated, but never angry.
I picked up the... oh, come on! That's what I picked up. Yelling at the game.
A lot of people did that.
Yeah, a lot of people did. So, video gaming, as we all know from first-hand experience, has become a very, very social experience. How do you guys feel about that?
It's a better experience. Overall.
For your kids?
No.
Oh.
No, see, okay, if we're talking about the kids...
We are talking about the kids. This whole podcast is about the kids.
Is it about the kids?
It's about the kids.
Will someone please think of the children? I don't know, that's a dangerous road, I think.
Mm.
Especially... especially for a nine-year-old. Almost nine-year-old. I think, I don't know, just finding random friends online for a nine-year-old is not something I would let her do. I don't think I would allow her to play online at all if she was unsupervised. You know, like, it just wouldn't happen.
Okay.
Right, yeah, it poses, like, the same danger that, like, our parents thought about when, like, chat rooms were first getting started back when we were, like, younger and stuff like that. Well, at least I was young at that time still, I don't know.
Chat rooms, yeah, I was young. I was a mischievous little spank.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You were a spank.
Sure. Let's just go with it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. My son doesn't play games yet, so I don't... As far as the social thing goes, I don't know how that really, like, has an impact on him right now. For me, personally, it could go either way for me, because the only game I really play that is social is Destiny right now. I've always tended to be more of a single-player game kind of guy, actually. Like, I love my Zeldas, I love my, you know, like, the Bioshock games. I got really deep into for a long time, and just action adventures and stuff like that, and a lot of platformers and stuff like that. I've never been super social when it comes to gaming. I'm kind of picky-choosy about it.
Okay.
But Destiny kind of just swallowed me recently, so... It was only recently that I finally got, like, a headset, and I was actually, like, talking to people online and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See, that I think that maybe that's the thing. It's just the chatting part of it. Because I wouldn't want... You know, it just seems kind of weird for a nine-year-old to chat with people online.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of strangers, adults, and stuff.
It's true, but, I mean, a lot more games
are making that a feature. I know, there's so many kids out there. There's so many kids out there. Like, so many COD kids.
Yeah, there's so many kids just... that have worse mouths than that.
Yeah, they're crazy.
That's terrible.
Turn off that game. Shut up, Mom.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff happens, dude. Yeah. It's insane. I was like, dude, oh my god, if that was my kids.
Stabbing their parents?
I heard about that.
Like, that's happened like 8 times already.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, are you worried about that? Are you worried, like, you're going to take
it? I am now.
Like, you said a bad word, no more Xbox. I'll show you no more Xbox.
Stab. With Mom's knife, too.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that's happened a lot. Well, how do you guys feel about it? What do you think?
Isaac? No?
Yeah. He's got it. Why do you think that happens? What are these parents
There's
possibly,
no discipline.
Possibly doing?
There's no discipline. I beat my kids.
You don't think that would cause them to want to pull out the knife more?
No. I beat them good. Damn. So,
just pull out the knife. No, he'll hit me.
Dude, my parents beat me when I was a kid, and I turned out fine.
Yeah, my parents beat me, too.
It's not about... It's just because you hit your kids doesn't... I don't beat my kids. But I have hit my kids.
I would say it's not about...
And I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
I'll openly say it on the internet.
I think a big distinction is a lot of people would just hit their kids, but the kids don't know why. I think if you make it clear that, like, this is punishment because you did this that was bad, it creates a bit of a response in their brain, right? If you just, like, get mad and yell at them and start hitting them and they're like, what happened?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a way to teach them consequences, you know? Like, every action has a consequence. And, yeah, I mean, I approve of it, too. I mean, I got spanked with a bell when I was a kid. I think
white actually... people do that, too?
Yeah, I guess so.
Nice. I thought it was more of a Mexican thing. With the bell buckle,
right?
Well,
jeez, Dan.
We also had a Mexican aunt that would babysit us, so she'd pull out the shoe and the
Yeah, dude.
The shoe with the perfect aim.
Yeah. If she threw it, you'd always get hit.
Yeah, no it didn't matter where you were. So yeah. You'd be like halfway around the house.
And they were pumps. They were not flats. This was the day of pumps. This is the 1900s, people. Yeah.
There were, I mean, it's definitely something that happens in Mexican households. I mean, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
I don't know about white people. I've never heard of white people getting
well. You know, they use the switches
as punishment.
Go get me that switch, boy. So sticks.
Really?
Up. Yeah.
No. You got to fetch your own.
Well, that's
switch,
not just a Southern black thing.
I thought it was a black thing.
Where do you think they learned it from, man?
No, not white people.
Yeah, they learned it from white people. White people switch them. Back when they were picking the cotton fields.
I had the wrong idea about white people and parents disciplined them.
I mean, nowadays a lot of people are like, no, you can't do that.
No, this is like, it's even like taught in school. Like, they teach kids to call 911 nowadays.
Yeah,
man.
They do teach kids to call 911.
I tell my kid, you call 911 on me.
I mean, I think it probably has something to do with class, too. I mean, just people that have, you know, or like in maybe like a lower pay gradient, they just have more stresses in their life and they
lash
out on their kids. I'm saying I had, I guess, a childhood where I grew up and my mom wasn't making a lot of money. You know, she was stressed out. Both my parents were stressed out.
I think everybody in Mexico hits their kids. Doesn't matter.
Well, maybe it's a
doesn't matter how much money they have.
Yeah. Every Mexican child at least has been backhanded by their mother once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter how much money they have.
Yeah.
It just happens.
And you possibly might not have done anything bad. You might have just asked a question and got backhanded.
Yeah. I really do remember at least one time. I remember one time for sure where I got hit for something I didn't do because I used to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So. And that just kind of figures probably me.
You grew up with your mom in Mexico. You go, Mom, I got a loose tooth. You don't got no loose tooth no more. Yeah. Oh my God, you're right. Wow, this is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it happens. Stuff like that happens, dude.
Yeah, and, but I mean, yeah, I mean, you raise a point, people take, you know, stress and stuff like that, end up hitting their kids, and that's, again, not the reason why you should be doing it. It should be just something relatively light, something they kind of remember, and, because, I mean, like, people always use tactics like, oh, go to the corner, go to your room. That never really was a punishment for me.
That's a white people punishment, dude.
Yeah, like, I was like, in my room, I was like,
you're on timeout. What is that? Timeout, dude.
You know what I did when I was on timeout in my room? I went to sleep.
And they really put you on timeout?
Yeah, they tried that a couple
really?
Times, yeah.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, I go to sleep. When I woke up, it was time to get out of my room. Like, it wasn't that...
Weren't you made forced to sit in a chair or something?
No, which is go to your room, or sometimes...
Go to your room is not timeout.
Or go to
There's
the
toys in your room.
But no, I didn't really keep... No, we had a toy room, so there weren't toys in my room.
Mm.
Or sometimes they'd put me in the bathroom, make me just sit in the bathroom.
Jeez.
That one was kind of annoying.
I don't think I ever got the bathroom one.
Yeah, the bathroom, yeah. I never got soap in the mouth, though.
I got soap.
My mom did that one time.
Yeah.
The worst one, I think, was when she hit me with a telephone cord.
I never got
those things hurt. They leave, like, welts.
Yeah, they leave welts. Yeah. That happened to my brothers.
The spiral cord?
To me. Yeah.
No. Like, the one that hooks up from the wall to the base of the phone. Those ones, yeah. Those things hurt really
Both
bad.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, those things hurt so bad. Man, I got some stuff. I had like big old welts on my leg, dude. Like this long, dude. It's so crazy.
Jeez, you got the shoe, the pan, the towel.
Dude, I got everything, dude. Yeah, I got everything, dude.
That's crazy.
Got hit with a hammer once.
Yeah, if it fits in one hand, it goes.
It's a weapon. It's a weapon of punishment.
Some of the younger listeners probably don't even know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Phones had cords?
Get hit for being bad? What? Yeah. I thought you got a lollipop when you're bad.
I can only play Call of Duty on the weekends?
Rotary phones. Remember rotary phones? I want one right now.
Yeah.
Those things are cool. Come on.
I love just hitting one number and then waiting a couple of seconds.
Yeah. Kids don't know what we're talking about. They don't know those phones.
Some Brady Bunch shit right there.
It's okay. Yeah. It's M-rated.
It's M-rated.
Oh.
Yeah. I think. Is it?
Yeah.
It's officially M-rated.
It has an explicit tag on it.
Good.
Specifically for just-in-case situations. I don't want to try to edit that stuff out.
Dan's potty mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My potty mouth, and I won't have to like listen to this thing again
trying to edit it out. I've had very few potty mouths on this podcast.
On the podcast,
yeah. Very few of them.
So let me bring up the Twitter question for this week, again related to this topic. Okay, there's a French word in my screen for some reason.
Oui.
No, enfriletage or something like that.
Oh, omelette du fromage.
No. So the question of the week is, what is the best game to teach kids gaming? So we did get a response for this one. Let me pull that up
real quick. Mavis Beacon.
Mavis Beacon.
Are you talking about educational games? Or teach them how to game?
Teach kids gaming. So how to game.
How to game. Okay.
So we got Another Castle Lan. That's at Another Castle 11. For the first game ever, classics are the best. Less buttons, the better, and work your way up.
But how classic are we talking? Like
Nintendo. Like NES.
Not two like buttons. Pong. Like two Coleco.
Oh, we're talking. Okay, we're going that back? Back?
Mm.
No?
I don't think so.
Atari.
Atari, like one button? One button, one joystick?
One joystick.
Depending on what Atari you had.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have controllers?
Yeah, some Ataris you kind of hold it in your hand that has two buttons on the sides and a joystick.
Oh, yeah.
That's fancy.
Yeah. Well, actually, that one broke a lot, so.
Oh. Yeah. Well, still fancy.
I think I picked one of those up at a garage sale once when I was, like, in junior high or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I only had the one with the one button on the top and the joystick. Yeah. The red button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the joystick had the little, like, dotted circle around it.
I forget what the name of my favorite game was, but it was basically,
there's
like,
so many, like, just random hack games people made. It's like, they made games, like, here you go, I made this game for this thing. It was awesome.
And they were all just super simple games.
True indies.
Yeah.
What about like Angry Birds or something like that? Since so many people game on like, you know, like
No, Angry Birds.
No, okay, but
that's just like touching up the screen.
I mean,
like,
it's as basic as it gets, though. That's just,
yeah,
that's
but that's point too basic. That is way too basic.
What games would you pick? I mean, you're gonna teach your kid how to
really?
Play a game.
I would pick Mario. Yeah. Super Mario Brothers.
Very first Mario.
Very first Mario.
Very first Mario. You too?
I think that's the perfect game to learn gaming.
That'd definitely be one of them.
I have
you go and run. You know, oh, I can't get over this thing. Oh, this thing jumps. All right, cool. Right?
And think about
you go through the first gap.
You're sitting there with
walking,
this kid.
You fall down.
You're sitting there with
this
kid.
Oh, man,
watching,
I fell down.
Watching them play this.
Since I learned how to jump, I must have to jump over this.
All right, I have a counter-argument for Mario. It's not the game I would pick. My counter-argument for Mario would be Sonic. I think it's just friendlier of a game.
It's not an instant death.
You can pick up your rings and live for as long as you have a ring. And you get to pick up those rings right after.
Mario gives you a power-up at the very beginning.
The jumps aren't as precocious.
Would you say that...
The jumps are friendlier.
Wouldn't you say the game is too fast to be... To,
no, the very to first start Sonic... Off no, he didn't have the speed dash in the first Sonic.
He had to roll.
You can run and roll, and he would roll, but you couldn't like stop, sit, roll, charge up, and let go. That was the second one that introduced that one.
But he still went fast in the first one.
I think it's brighter colors. It's more like visually friendly for kids. It has a boss. You know, it has good music.
The creatures were more cute, I guess.
Yeah, diverse and stuff like that. Cuter and stuff like that. And you save animals. Save little animals. But I think the biggest thing is that the jumps aren't as dangerous, and more importantly, the coins thing, let you keep going. So you don't necessarily constantly get that feeling of defeat where you die at the same jump like 20,000 times because you just can't get it right.
Well, that's why there's power-ups in Mario.
That help you jump?
No, that
that's
where you,
right.
Where you won't die right away.
Don't help you jump. One of the most dangerous things in
Mario
games
is jumps. Are there no pits in Sonic?
Not that many. Actually.
So, yeah, they are pits in Sonic.
There's a few.
Is the answer yes?
But they're
it's a one-word answer.
Easy to jump
yes
over.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But I think the best game to start a kid off to play with and learn game stuff like that is Kirby. It's probably the friendliest game a kid could ever play. It's almost...
Kirby seems a little too...
It's almost impossible to die in Kirby.
You're talking about the NES Kirby, right?
I'm talking about NES Kirby. Like, he gets hit, and he just goes, ow, and he keeps going.
Well, he has a life bar.
Does he?
Yeah.
I really don't even, I've never even noticed it.
That's because you played it when you were an adult.
I'm saying, it's, you don't have to worry about falling in the pit traps, because you just float. You know, it's just an easy game. And it was designed to be an easy game for kids, and I think they did a really good job of it.
I think the progression in Mario is a lot better for people to learn gaming. Because it does progress, you know, in a certain way where it gets harder and harder and harder. And it's not like once you're up to like the, what is it? I think like World 3 starts to get kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a...
How many adults do you
know? I think that's a good learning curve.
Like, how many people, you know, that play a lot of Mario and stuff like that have actually beaten the first Mario? Have you beaten the first Mario?
No way.
Yeah, I haven't.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you, dude.
I'm not kidding you. Oh, a lot of people haven't beaten the first Mario.
Oh my god, really?
Super Mario World? Because that game got really hard.
Yeah, and it's supposed to.
Where's Kirby kind of did
it. It's supposed to get hard. It's
the first game, though. The first
game. You can't keep that game easy all the way through.
You're teaching the kid how to play a game, you kind
of once you get to World 8, there's like one power-up in the whole world. Yeah, well, there's like one in every level.
That's why Mario's good for somebody that's, alright, I got the basics of gaming down, now I want something with some challenge. Then you give him Mario. Give him the basics on Kirby.
I beat Mario. I was a kid.
Yeah, but back then, you also only had one game. Speaking of which...
No, I had Duck Hunt.
Well, Duck Hunt was... I mean, Jungle is...
And I didn't cheat. I didn't put my gun up to the screen and shoot ducks that way.
I would argue that the Sega Master System Safari game was much better than Duck Hunt.
I don't know that game.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. But, I mean, you weren't just in a field. And you got to go to the jungles and, like, the deserts and hunt everything, dude. It was awesome.
You had a gun?
You had a gun. Mm. You could use it for more than one game. You could use it for 3D games.
Yeah. Do you think the NES didn't have more Lycan games?
They had 3D games? 3D Lycan games?
We're just talking about more games for the Lycan.
Oh, because I'm saying, you know, Master System had 3D Lycan games.
Yeah, you're talking about the Master System, though.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean...
It was the Master System, you're right. Moving on.
What about...
How many games are you guys going to buy for your kids? What are you going to do, like, once a year?
No, I buy games for my kids all the time. I have, like, 20... No, more like 30, like, DS games.
Yeah? What about you? You think you're going to let them inundate them with games?
Once again, my wife kind of controls the money, but...
Let's just pretend.
Saying that.
Let's just pretend that that's not an answer.
Okay, we'll pretend that. Again, reward system. Because that's kind of what my mom did with me, and, you know, I mean, you learn how to parent from your parents, pretty much, so...
Mm-hmm. Would you ever buy them a random game? Just like, hey,
Yeah, of course. I mean, as, like, a surprise sort of thing, like, oh, you're going to have to wait till Christmas, and then, like, actually go get it for him and surprise him with it or something like that. Yeah. I think it's, like, a nice little treat or something like that.
I would probably...
Shows them that you're paying attention.
Yeah. I'd say I'd probably try to keep it pretty limited, because, I mean, I as an adult, I have, like, 1,000 games... Over half of them I haven't even started playing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I kind of miss that, like... Because now I know all these games are coming out. Back then, I didn't. You know, I'd go to the game store, like, once... Like, every 3 months, and I'd go, like, oh, look at all these games. I want that one. And then I would sit there, and I'd play it, and I'd get really good at that game. And I'd appreciate that game. And I'd love that game. Now these games come out, I'm like, oh, that was interesting. Oh, I don't really care. Oh, whatever.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, absolutely. Like, the ubiquity of content is overwhelming sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's better to go the opposite way and just give them one or two games every year so they can really sink their teeth into it.
One or two every year? Doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, I mean, if you want your kid to be able to beat Super Mario, you just give them Super Mario.
Okay, I'm going to make my daughter play Super Mario Brothers.
The first one.
The very first one. I'm going to pull out my NES. Oh, it doesn't work. I'm going to pull out my emulator.
Your friend's NES runs perfectly every time.
Dude, I wish I had that thing. But yeah. I'm going to watch her beat Mario. I'm going to watch her do this. In less than... by the end of the year. How about that? By the end of the year, she'll be
born. I suggest you make this part of your streaming, because I would love to see that too.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, I'd watch that. I'd love to see your frustration. No, Miha, you just jump. Just hit the jump. Or now hit the forward. No, jump and forward at the same. Here, let me show you how to do it. No, no, not allowed.
Yeah. On another note, that is why Mario is a good first game, because it does allow, like, require you to exercise some patience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas Sonic, you kind of just like zoom through the whole fucking
world. I don't know if I would want to help her, though, because I want to see her actually learn from the game. Yeah.
But what does she do? What are you going to do? And she says, no, I just want to go play Pokemon.
She'd probably do that, though. Yeah. She'd probably do that. She want to play. She would rather play
just Minecraft. Dance. Minecraft. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to play this anymore, Dad.
You give him all these games, and suddenly...
So that's spoiler. That's why.
Spoiled her. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I wish I would have started out with Mario.
Then she could have been pro. No, she'll never be pro.
She probably would still like Mario 64. I think she would like that one.
Well, she already played it.
Because she already played it, yeah. But, it, like, you know, just watching it on the big screen and using the actual N64 controller, I think that would be pretty cool for her.
I don't think anybody really likes to use the N64.
I held it in a weird way. I didn't, because people would hold it like
in
this.
In the middle, yeah.
No, but I would hold it from both ends. Yeah, and like I would grab the joystick with my index and my thumb and move it around like that. It was. I could show you. It's I know. It seems awkward, but it's not really that awkward.
Dude, as much as you hate the PSP, you were like born for it, dude. You play Monsters, you gotta do that claw thing where you got like your index finger over the D-pad and your thumb
like,
on the joystick.
Like this. It was kind of like
so.
This
I mean, you end up playing the PSP like this when you're playing Monster Hunter.
That's so weird.
It's called the claw, because if you're gonna play Monster, you gotta be able to look around.
The claw.
Yeah, that's like the Japanese name. Dude. Right. Yeah.
I saw that in a movie once.
Liar, liar.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's best film.
It was a good one. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the first Ace Ventura, though. But that was a little risque, the first Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was
you know, back
right?
in the day, there was a lot of PG films that weren't really PG.
Yeah.
Like, dude. That rating system was not great back
then.
Did
you not see any movies from the 70s?
I don't know.
I've literally seen movies that are like PG-13. I flip through them on the surfing the web, and then just see a bunch of like genitalia running at me. Mm-hmm. That's happened.
I was watching Wizards the other day, the Ralph Bakshi movie, and like that guy's known for making explicit animated films. And Wizards is PG, but they're Eleanor still has these giant knockers
and a see through clothing options, and people are always like hitting on her. Yeah, no. Yeah. I remember that.
I think they're always definitely less conservative with animation, though. It tends to be that way. But, point well taken.
Which comes back to the whole thing about parents being less inclined to let their kids play video games that are violent, that are more realistic looking like Call of Duty, as opposed to something like Plants vs. Zombies, where there's still plenty of violence going on. You know?
But it's so cartoonish.
So it's they're not
really violence. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what are they shooting in that game?
They're shooting zombies or plants.
No, what projectiles?
Oh, if you're... Well, it depends on what plant you choose or zombies. Zombies have the little, like, toy guns or, like, rocket launchers. So, like, the zombies use more traditional weapons. The plants, you know, like, the pea shooter will shoot from his mouth.
But it shoots actual peas, right? Yeah. Like, it's supposed to be peas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cartoonish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a pretty fun game.
Yeah, I have that game now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm giving it away for free on live right now.
Oh, there you go.
I got it for free. Dan actually bought it.
Yeah, I did buy it. I bought it. That was like one of my first PS4 games. Or PS? Yeah, PS4.
PS4, yeah.
And I played it.
I remember you showing it off.
Yeah.
I had
fun with it.
Yeah, I was here. It was cool. It was fun.
And I think the last question I have for you guys is a big hypothetical question here, but what, based off of your children now, what franchise do you think is going to be their genre is going to be their genre that really hooks them?
Genre.
It's a lot of genres. I mean, there's Telltale games are basically...
Definitely not an option for my kids.
A story time genre, you know. They're not really point and click at this point. I know your kids too.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
But you've had 2 years.
He definitely wasn't very interested in Destiny. And he does love when we read him books, and he loves stories and stuff like that. So I think he's going to be kind of like a, you know, open world explorer, maybe even like RPG.
Like kid. Skyrim, Bioware stuff?
Something, yeah. Maybe even like Diablo.
Mm.
I mean, my daughter right now is playing a lot of Episode SK and Minecraft, you know. Kind of similar, in a way.
Yeah, open world, yeah.
Yeah, more RPG-ish, you know.
The thing is, she doesn't even care about the story in Final Fantasy. She just wants to go kill things.
Yeah, but she like, I mean, she loves that you know, the whole open world thing and the whole, like, you know, looking for monsters to hunt. You know, not really hunting, but, you know, just, she likes doing that.
So, would you say it doesn't matter?
She wants to fight the big guy in the lake.
So, it doesn't matter if it's RPG, just open world.
So, like, I guess so,
Far
I guess
Cry,
so.
Far yeah.
Cry. No, Far Cry.
I mean.
Far Cry is a shooter.
Yeah, but open world.
But but she's not playing shooters. Shooter's like a whole different genre, dude.
Yeah, but when she gets hooked into the open world, she'll start to explore as to what open world means. And
I think it's more of an exploring game.
Oh, No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. Bam. But she hasn't played a shooter, and I don't think I want her playing shooters at this point, anyway. But
the hand-eye coordination that it develops, though.
She can develop that outside playing with throwing a ball or something. I don't know. You know? Playing catch.
But it's basically faster with video games.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there a study?
There is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I think that seems to be the trend now. I don't know. It might change. But I would say that would be the genre. Just an open world exploration.
Do you think video games positive for kids or negative?
Yes, positive.
Positive.
As long as you control the content.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's positive. Agreed. Too. I think it helps expose kids to different ways of thinking, different ways of viewing things, stuff like that. That they might not get as much experience with. It kind of helps broaden their way of thinking. For instance, if I had a kid, I'd probably, the first shooter I'd let them play would be Spec Ops: The Line, because of how that game treats. It doesn't glorify war. It kind of,
no, but there's still a lot of stuff.
I mean, not at age 5 or anything like that, you know, but like, oh, you're ready for first-person shooters. I'm going to give you this one because this is going to teach you that, no, war is horrible. Like, it's fun in all these other games, but no, war is really messed up.
I haven't played it at all. Give me a basic overview.
All right.
Jeez, Dan really loves this game. So
you start out as a 3-man team, and you're like Special Forces, go and take out this rogue American soldier that's taking over Dubai, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of muddled, like, did he take
but
it
you
over?
Don't know
is
that
he defending
at the
people?
Right?
You know why you're going in.
You're just searching for someone that's...
Yeah, but you know you're going to basically kill him.
Okay.
That's your purpose, to go figure out what's going on and eliminate the threat, basically, because it's making the U.S. military look bad. And so that's where you go in with and stuff like that. The thing is, the game gives you choices without giving you choices. You know, it's not like press
Such
A
cool
or press
feature.
B.
Such a cool feature.
To do this or that. It's like the game presents you with the choice, like...
Do the rope one.
Okay.
That's my favorite
The most
one.
Iconic one, I think the one most people know, there's a point in the game where these two people are hanging from a rope. And these American soldiers are telling you, like, all right, here's the deal. This man shot an American soldier.
No, he stole water.
Yeah, he stole water.
For his family.
Stole water for his family. And this American soldier...
Shot a bunch of natives.
Shot a bunch of natives. But it was like, they're both kind of like gray areas. It's not like he just shot a bunch of natives, but he, for a reason or something like that, right?
Sure, it was like a moral gray area.
There's a moral gray area. And they tell you, you get to decide who lives and who dies. Shoot one of them. And they have all these snipers trained on you.
Yeah.
And it's not like press A to shoot this guy, press B to shoot that guy. You literally take your gun, point it at one of them, and kill them.
Okay.
Sounds pretty cool. And either way, they'll leave you alone. No matter who you shoot, they'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
But
there's also a third option that if you're coordinated enough, you can shoot down both ropes and take out the snipers before anybody dies.
Really difficult to do, by the way. Dan did it, apparently.
I played on normal. You were playing on, like, super hard mode, though.
Yeah. I'm that good.
But you can tell your guys to attack certain people, so that's the kind of what you want to do, is have them set up to attack people and then do it, and then shoot the ropes really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to kill them and that, all that stuff going on there. But it's the game's like that. It's like, they'll kind of present you with a choice, and there's usually like a way around the choice, or like a choice that you didn't even, an option that you didn't even know was there.
Because the first thing I did in there was actually try to take out the snipers without even shooting the rope, shooting anything near me. Like, I just tried to take out the snipers, and they demolished me. It was hard. It was difficult.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's...
I mean, that's actually one of the most, like, iconic ones, because they're actually telling you, like, here's a choice. A lot of the game, you're making choices, and you don't even know you're actually making a choice.
Sure.
Like, the way they have the game presented.
That was the second... Was it the first? No, I think it was the first time that I realized that the game was giving me a choice to do something. But Dana told me, no, you made like 3 or 4 decisions before that. And I was like, where? I didn't even realize that I was making the decisions, you know, when I was making them.
Yeah.
It was just kind of weird.
And like all these choices actually matter, because at the end of the game, it kind of like slightly changes the ending. You know, like the ending is still basically what the ending is, but it'll kind of dress it up a little bit differently.
Oh, sure.
Depending on the choices you made.
Yeah, yeah. That's one thing I like about where games are going right now, is they're doing a lot of, like, cross-genre stuff, and, like, nothing's ever just, like, one way anymore. Well, some games are, I guess, because they're just, like, you know, like Call of Duty, for instance, or something like that. But, yeah, that's cool. I like how they're adding different elements into games and stuff like that now.
Like, as far as the first... It's not even the first-person shooter. It's a third-person shooter with cover tactics, like Gears of War. Oh, okay. Something like that. And, like, as far as shooters go, like, the mechanics of shooters, like, it's not anything... crazy original or anything like that. It's pretty basic as a shooter.
Sure.
But it's just the storytelling and the way it's implemented, and it's the way it's making you feel, and most importantly, it's the way it's portraying war and how it's like this ugly thing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That really make that game special.
Sweet.
So, I mean, if you can find that, definitely check it out if you want to come over and play it.
It's only on PC?
No, you can play it on 360 PS3. PS3. Yeah.
Okay. I'll look into it.
Yeah, definitely. Feel free to come over, check it out. I'm down to watch people play through that game and watch them go through these choices.
Gotcha. Yeah, that game.
Yeah. It's just so well done. It blew me away. I heard good things about it. I got it for free on PlayStation. I decided to sit down and play it, and I was just hooked.
Yeah. Some games stay with you, dude.
Yeah. Hey, anything else you guys want to add real quick?
Catch me at twitch.tv/blackholeflare.
Where he will occasionally play some games.
Oh, I'm gonna do it. I've just been busy at work. It's been a lot of work. Dan knows because I didn't pick him up today.
Yeah, walked around town.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good. I'm glad you didn't stay there.
No, I didn't. Screw that.
But yeah. So yeah, I'll be twitching.
Nice.
Cool. Well, thanks for having me on, guys. It's been fun.
You want to give people your gamer tag? Find some new Xbox friends.
It's GreenHawk89. It's GR33NHawk89. I'm only on 360, but I guess there's a patch now where if you have an Xbox One, you can
play with, they're doing the backwards compatibility, so that kind of works. I'm not sure if it's out yet, but yeah.
Well, I just added one of my friends who upgraded to a One, last week, so he must have figured it out somehow, so.
Okay.
I still haven't even played with him yet, but. That's because he's just been, like, so absorbed in Elder Scrolls Online lately.
You gave me up on a PlayStation Vegan Dan 4? You know, sometimes
Dan.
It's just Vegan Dan?
Yeah.
Sometimes
how do you not know? You see your own name, like, every day.
I don't pay attention to it.
You don't pay attention to it?
Because it doesn't do the whole thing. It does, like, the vegan
no, it dot, does, dot, no, dot. No, it does the whole thing.
When I log in, and that's the only time I pay attention to the name.
That's enough. That should be enough.
It's vegan dot dot dot. I'm like, did I put the 4 in that or did I not put the 4
There's
in that?
There's no 4.
Because I have so many things back and forth with the 4 and not the 4.
Yeah. It's just Vegan Dan.
Alright, there you go. You can find me on Vegan Dan on the PlayStation. Watch my progress in Batman Arkham Knight City.
You don't twitch that?
No, dude, it's on PS3.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have a Twitch account too?
I have one. I mostly just mod this guy's channel whenever I'm home.
Yeah, he had to time out one guy one time.
Oh, yeah, because he...
And the guy was like, why'd you time me out, bro?
Yeah, and, like, he's not paying attention to chat, so I'm, like, defending myself. I'm like, no, he doesn't want spoilers, but he just asked for one. No, that's not what he meant. And, no. Like, 5 minutes later, it's like, oh, yeah, don't spoil things.
I asked a certain type of question. I asked, like, what I asked was, if you tell me where this thing is, will it spoil something for me? And I think he went ahead and actually started saying where this thing was. Instead of saying, you know, no, it won't spoil it for you, or yes, it will. You know, so he didn't really tell me if it would or wouldn't, and he just kind of kept going with it. And then I guess that's when Dan decided to
time him out. Because that's the only way to delete a message is to time somebody out.
So I got hammered now.
Yeah. And then I had to ask the rest of the chat how to untime people out.
It's a new thing for a vegan.
Yeah, it's a new thing for me. All right, remember, hit us up on our email, uncoregamers@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at uncoregamers. We post a question every Tuesday. If you get answers back to us on that day, we will play it in the podcast. You can hear your questions, and you hear your emails, too. We record Tuesdays. The podcast comes out Wednesday. You can catch us on Stitcher.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Another way to listen to our podcast for all you people that don't want to get Player FM on the Androids.
And tune in next week for a better intro than this week's.
Yeah. We'll let you decide. Thanks for listening.